You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a grandfather who asked his 10-year-old grandson how he was doing in school. And the grandfather was shocked to learn that his grandson had gotten a bad grade in history. "How could you do so poorly in history?" his grandfather asked. "I always got straight A's in history when I was in school." And the grandfather's grandson replied, "Well, Grandpa, that's probably because when you were in fourth grade, there wasn't as much history to study." Speaking of history, I remember very vividly back in 1989, right after our annual parish picnic at St. John the Baptist Parish in Redbud, my last year there as pastor, when we got a phone call from someone at Immaculate Conception Parish in Columbia asking if they could borrow some of our picnic stands. They said they were going to start a Labor Day picnic here in Columbia, but didn't want to invest any money into the picnic for stands just yet until they knew that it could be successful. Little did I know that 25 years later, I would be the pastor of the parish that wanted to borrow our picnic equipment. And so certainly, even more than ever, now I'm glad that I said yes. Today's scripture readings speak to us about the virtue of humility. Humility is not about putting ourselves down, as many people sometimes think, but rather I think humility is more about lifting others up. As we make the final preparations for our 25th consecutive Parish Labor Day picnic, I want to thank and commend all of you who work so hard and do so much to make our picnic such an exceptional event. Some of you I know have been a part from the very beginning, 25 years ago. Every year I'm so impressed by how organized this picnic is and how hard so many people work. This year, those who are in the setup are working in 100-degree weather for a couple days. All this helps to make our picnic such a popular and well-attended Labor Day attraction. Ladies here in the parish have been quilting now in our new church and in their homes all year so that we can have 100 quilts, as we do every year, for our picnic bingo. Other people do the advertising, others obtaining all the required permits we need. Nearly everyone in the parish baking pies and cakes. Others will be frying delicious fried chicken tomorrow morning. Others have already prepared the fish this morning for the fish stand. Some have already set up all the outside stands. Others will be serving the meal tomorrow. Some have already served meals for the workers. And hundreds of volunteers have signed up to work a shift or two or three on Labor Day, and even some of them are non-parishioners. For me, I think our parish Labor Day picnic is one of the most significant initiatives in the 167-year history of Immaculate Conception Parish. Not just because it's a great fundraiser, for indeed it is. We've raised nearly $1.4 million in the first 24 years. But I think even more importantly, it's so significant because I think our parish Labor Day picnic is a microcosm of what we're called to be as church. Everyone, regardless of their status in life, young and old, rich and poor, new parishioner or lifelong parishioner, well known to the community or unknown, everyone works side by side at the picnic for a common goal. And that's precisely what we're about as church, everyone working together, side by side, regardless of our status, to proclaim the good news of God's love to all people. Just as no one person nor any one small group of persons could pull off our Labor Day picnic by themselves, so too no one of us nor any one small group of us can be church by ourselves. I believe that the Labor Day picnic has laid the foundation for us to become a full stewardship parish before any other in our diocese, because indeed the picnic is a perfect example of what stewardship is all about. Everyone giving generously their time, talent, and treasure as an act of faith. This past Friday, I was having lunch with some of our faithful setup crew, and the young adult son of one of the men there commented about his fond memories of helping his dad with the setup work when he was still just a young boy. You know, this past Friday and Saturday, I was delighted to see other mothers and fathers bringing their sons and daughters to help prepare for the parish picnic. Stewardship is indeed passed on from generation to generation. And I suspect many of you can remember helping your parents with the picnic when you were just a child. And I know that many, many children and many teens will be helping their parents at the dining room and throughout the picnic grounds tomorrow. Stewardship, like faith, is caught, not just taught. Some of you may remember that several years ago there was a popular country tune that included the words, "O Lord, it's hard to be humble." Those are the words that come to my mind when I witness all that many of you do every year for our Labor Day picnic. You make me proud to work with you and to be your pastor and your friend. In the end, Jesus teaches in today's gospel, humility is about inviting everyone to have a place at the banquet table. Just as all are equal when working side by side at our Labor Day picnic, so too all are equal when we enter this church and dip our hand into the baptism of water and gather side by side around the banquet table of the altar to be nourished by word and sacrament. Be proud of who we are and what we do. But let us be humble too by always affirming one another and all who will join us for our picnic tomorrow and all who join us each and every weekend here around the banquet table of the Lord. For indeed, when we are here, we all have a special place of honor.